The COVID-19 vaccine program is getting underway across the nation and here locally. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There is still a lot of unknowns in the most ambitious vaccination rollouts in history, including when you might be able to get yours. Now, this is going on while we're seeing high levels of new infections and deaths here in Washtenaw County and across the state and country. On the other end of the WEMU newsline this morning is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator with the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for being here. We do appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We know some frontline workers at Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor were among the first in the state to get their first round vaccination shots Monday. What do you know about the supply at Michigan Medicine and the other hospitals in Washtenaw County?
What we know so far is that, you know, these initial supplies will be fairly limited. So they are going to both healthcare providers like Michigan Medicine and other hospitals across the state, and they will be starting to arrive at health departments as well. It looks as though those initial quantities are really only, you know, a couple thousand doses. So that's enough to get started with some of our first priorities, like those direct healthcare workers that are at really daily risk of exposure, as well as our staff and others who will be vaccinating other people. And there's also a priority for folks that are in long-term care settings. Obviously, with just a few thousand doses coming in to locations across the state, it's going to take a while to get those initial priorities vaccinated.
I was going to say there has been less information available on vaccine rollout and availability than you would like. Does the county have a plan for process in place for stock distribution and inoculation?
Yep, we're working very hard on that. And of course, the question we know everybody has is, when can I get mine and what should I do? And so we're working very hard to answer those questions. But right now, because of the limited quantity and the focus on those frontline workers and some of our EMS workers, we're preparing to give those vaccinations as soon as we get it. So we're expecting some doses sometime this week and ready to start vaccinating as soon as we get those. But for all other healthcare providers in our area who may not be a part of a larger system, like they're not getting vaccinated through one of our healthcare systems or another large organization, we have a survey out for them to really just give us some information about how to get in touch with them so that we can reach out to them when we're ready to vaccinate. Say, okay, we're ready, come on in. So they should go ahead and fill out that quick survey. For other folks, as shipments increase, as we're able to set up larger vaccination clinics, we will be sharing additional information for people to register and be up to date about that. So we're busy getting those plans in place, but there's not yet anything for folks to do unless you're a healthcare provider.
Based on what we know today, do we have a set goal for what we want to achieve before the end of the calendar year?
It's hard for us to determine, you know, how many vaccines we're getting to be able to really say, okay, we want to work through these. But we do have goals for setting up and doing as many vaccinations as we can, like per day. So we're looking at being able to set up locations and do at least 500 vaccinations a day should we have enough supply to do that. And of course, as the supplies increase, we will work to use some of our venues for more capacity and get staff in place to do a larger volume. We're just kind of ready for that to ramp up as soon as we know those supplies are coming in.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Now, the vaccinations that we have locally right now come from Pfizer, correct?
Correct. That is the first vaccine that we're getting. And as folks have probably heard, it's a super cold one. So we're equipped with those freezers to be able to store that, not only for ourselves, but eventually for other providers who will give vaccines in our community and who may not have that capacity set up.
And there are other vaccinations on the horizon, as you mentioned. Do local health institutions have a choice in which to offer, or do we just take what's available and deliverable?
Mostly it's an availability question, but it's looking like there will be both Pfizer vaccine available, and when it's approved and ready, the Moderna is also likely available. They are prioritizing Moderna for areas that may not have the ultra cold freezers because that's a little less sensitive. And so we probably will have that option, but also be conscious of making that available to others who may need it because of the storage capacity.
Now, on the medical front, and this may be a question that is not necessarily appropriate to you, but I'll ask anyway, are there differences in the vaccines and how they may interact with pre-existing medical conditions that we should make ourselves aware of to give ourselves the best chance at success without adverse effect?
Right now, there's not a lot of information, you know, about some of those detailed questions people might have. We're really waiting for the final guidance on those. But what we do know is really both of these vaccines have performed very well in the trials, and the effectiveness is looking very good. And there is a bit of a higher rate of side effects, like those temporary type soreness at the site, some fever, some fatigue, some mild type symptoms like that. Those seem to be happening a little more frequently than we see, for example, with like a flu vaccine. That said, we'll have more information when it starts to be in wider use. But one thing I do want to be really clear about is there's been a lot of concerns, of course, about this being produced quickly. But the point is that the unity and the work and the funding that really came together around this built on existing science and steps as far as the clinical trials and the data review and the safety were not skipped. They were just very much accelerated.
Yeah, so the word is that the scrutiny of these vaccines are at a higher level than any other vaccination in history.
Yes, and it's really unprecedented the way that scientists from around the world came together and built on learning that was already happening and made this move forward at an incredible pace. It's very, very exciting and great news at this point.
And yet, there is a great deal of hesitation in some of the population about the vaccinations. I'm sure you've read a significant portion of Republican voters and people of color are hesitant to get the vaccines. How is the health department going to reach out to the public in a way to allay those concerns?
Absolutely. And there's good reason in many cases that people may be distrustful, especially our communities of color.
Mm-hmm.
We're working very hard to try and share all the information that we have and to do that in a way that folks can get their questions answered and basically know what we know. So we're working with many of our community leaders and groups right now to just have those conversations and share that information, be available to answer people's questions, and do the best we can to be, you know, clear and upfront about that information. And hopefully trust will also increase and people will feel more confident as we see it roll out. And hopefully this is very much the beginning of the end, as our colleagues at Michigan Medicine were saying yesterday as this shipments arrived.
And that would certainly be nice, but fact of the matter is we do have a ways to go. The vaccines aimed at combating the spread of COVID-19 and the devastation it causes. When you and I spoke before Thanksgiving, there was great concern. Too many people were going to get together. That has certainly been true nationally and statewide, and we're seeing the ramifications of that. Has that held true in Washtenaw County as well, big surges?
Since we were already in a big surge, our case levels and our positivity rate and hospitalizations, deaths, all of that activity have remained very, very high. We haven't seen much of an increase or an additional blip after Thanksgiving, which is good news. However, that that doesn't mean that everything isn't continuing to be very high. We're still seeing over 100 cases, sometimes 200 cases per day, multiple hospitalizations and deaths pretty much every day. So those metrics are all very high. That hasn't changed. We're not seeing continuing increase, which maybe is a glimmer of hope at this point. And if we can hold that steady and keep doing what we need to do, we need all of these tools really to combat this pandemic, right? We have that vaccine coming out now. We need to keep doing the things that we're doing to reduce spread, those face coverings, that distance, that hand washing, avoiding gatherings whenever possible at this point, and hope that things really start to look better soon.
Susan, thank you so much for sharing the latest information. I appreciate it, and let's take occasion to have a conversation again next week.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.